And now it's time for the Campbell Soup Review for May 6th, 2023. And here's the official description of today's soup from Campbell's.com. Enjoy a new take on a classic favorite with Campbell's Well Yes Minestrone Soup. Each can of this vegetable soup is made to nourish and satisfy with nutritious ingredients you could find in your kitchen. Deliciously crafted with tomato, carrots, potato, chickpeas, and pasta, this canned soup delivers a flavor-packed punch. This soup has 40% of your daily veggies per can. It is made with no added preservatives and no artificial flavors. So this is the first in a series of Campbell's Well Yes soups, which are, I suppose, a healthier alternative to the condensed soups or the chunky soups, which have a lot more sodium, a lot more calories. These soups are one serving per can, whereas most soups are two servings per can, which has never made that much sense to me. I don't know anybody who actually splits a can of soup with somebody else. But the Well Yes soups are a more... Campbell's thinks they're a more healthy alternative. And here's their official description of the Well Yes soups. Well Yes soups, and the Well Yes has an exclamation mark after it. So I don't know if I should be like, Well Yes! I don't know if I should put an emotion into it every single time. That sounds exhausting. But here we go. Well Yes soups are made to nourish and satisfy with nutritious, simple ingredients you could find in your kitchen. Made with no artificial flavors or added preservatives, you can feel good about living well. Finally, something your body and taste buds can agree on. Well, let's look at the ingredients, shall we? Tomato puree. Let me see if I can find all of these in my kitchen. Spinach, diced tomatoes, and tomato juice. Zucchini? They didn't mention anything about zucchini, but maybe it's those veggies that they listed. Don't say the word veggies. I like vegetables better. I mean, we're adults here. We can say vegetables. It's only one more syllable instead of veggies. I hate veggies. Let's look at the ingredients. Let's look. Chinese cabbage extract. I can find that in my kitchen, can't you? Nothing I like better in a meal than Chinese cabbage extract. We all have that in our pantry, right? Not just me. You can find that in your kitchen. Potato flour, dried garlic. You know, a lot of these... Oh, locust bean gum. Who doesn't have locust bean gum in their spice cabinet? Sure, we all do. Dried carrots. The rest of the ingredients are pretty good, I'm not gonna lie. And the soup itself is pretty good. There are, as promised, tomato, carrots, potato, chickpeas, and pasta. Chickpeas might sound like a weird addition to a soup, but they actually work in the soup. And the thing that really impressed me the most was the pasta. Like, the pasta actually had a little bit of a bite to it. Sometimes with the condensed soups that had noodles in them, the noodles get kind of mushy, just, I guess, from being in the can so long. But these little pasta, little bow, I think they're bow tie pastas, if I remember correctly. They actually have a little bit of al dente kind of bite to them. The rest of the vegetables a little bit mushy, but I've come to expect that from Campbell's soups. And it's fine. It's got a really, really nice broth. There are plenty of vegetables in it. They didn't really skimp on anything as far as the vegetables. So, is this soup good food? It certainly is. Oh my goodness, this is very good soup. I mean, if somebody gave me a bowl of this and said they made it, I might believe them. And these Well Yes soups are not like the condensed soups that have suggested recipes that go with them. But I will tell you how I would kind of zhuzh them up a little bit. And with this minestrone soup, I think the only thing I would do is maybe shake a little grated Parmesan Romano cheese on it. Like, that would really be nice. Maybe get a nice piece of crusty Italian bread to dip into it. Maybe before you heat it up, add just a little pinch of red pepper flakes. I think that would give it a little zing. I think that's how you can improve it. Otherwise, you can eat this soup just as it is. I think it's very, very good. Well, join me next time on the Campbell's Soup Review. I don't know when that will be, but we have quite a few Well Yes soups to get through. And on behalf of all of us here at the Podfix Network, this is Paul Choma wishing you a very good night.